Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
It's Edward Goldman with our talk on KCRW. The amazing thing about the bursting with energy paintings by famous Los Angeles artist Carlos Almaraz is that you can swear the old paint has still not completely dried there, and nothing stands still. Cars are crashing off freeways. Downtown skyscrapers bend, either under the pressure of wind or dancing, difficult to say. If you did know that Carlos Almaraz died almost 30 years ago, you would believe that his images capture the explosive energy of our city as it is today. Los Angeles County Museum of Art is presenting a long-overdue retrospective of his works, and Howard Fox, the museum's emeritus curator of contemporary art, has done an excellent job, gathering 65 paintings and drawings by the artist from various public and private collections. Here, we can see Almaraz's monumental four-panel landscape, Echo Park Lake, reunited for the first time in 30 years. This operatic, iconic image of Echo Park, at different times of day, presents it not only as the neighborhood where the artist lived, but also as a place he celebrated as the soul of the Chicano community. In the 1970s, Almaraz became known as one of the political activists and co-founders of the Chicano artist collective Los Four. But in the mid-80s, when I had the good luck to visit him at his studio and get to know him, Carlos was more focused on expressing his personal passions through his art. The sensuality and sexuality of many works in the exhibition I expressed not only through images of nude figures, most of them male, but through the vivacity of saturated colors and fervent brushstrokes. It's interesting to compare two images exhibited next to each other. One, a three-quarter length oil painting of a frontal male nude. The other, The Struggle of Mankind, a pastel drawing of two naked men wrestling. The oil painting with heavy impasto brushstrokes of a man standing still is full of vitality and energy, while the more realistic drawing of two entangled, fighting men somehow doesn't have the same passion. Yes, some of the Almaraz artworks feature a highly suggestive homoerotic engagement, and still, I find more drama and sensuality within his much more restrained images, such as Buffo's Lament, featuring a clownish character from Italian opera. Here, Buffo stands, dressed in white, on a stage in front of a red curtain. Behind the curtain, we can glimpse an artist's studio with a live nude female model, and someone, maybe Carlos Almaraz himself, sitting with his back to us, rocking on his painting. Traditionally, when one thinks about iconic images of Los Angeles, Sunset Strip photographs by Ed Ruscha pop into your mind, along with paintings by Pools by David Hockney and paintings by Richard Diebenkorn inspired by Ocean Park Boulevard in Santa Monica. Trust me, if you have never seen Carlos Almaraz's works before, this exhibition will burn his images of Los Angeles into your mind. And that is probably the reason why the title of this exhibition is Playing with Fire, Paintings by Carlos Almaraz. It's been Edward Goldman with our talk on KCRW.